How's everyone doing? Well, you got 2.5 people doing good. How's everyone doing? Good every day. Well, I'm doing great. The Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. Amen. You know, it might seem like the world is falling around, down around us, but that's okay. God is still on the throne. It doesn't matter what the news is showing or what Facebook says or what's going on, all the chaos in the world. We get to rely and trust on God. Amen. You know, I was thinking quite recently, I was talking to somebody and they were going through a rough time. And, you know, I'm just thinking to myself, how do people do it without the Lord? How do people get through without the Lord? And I don't know. I guess they don't. In all reality, a lot of people are hurting. And so, it's kind of interesting to see how people react and how people are. I don't know if any of you have been watching the news and stuff lately and the chaos that's happening over east, in the Middle East there, over in Afghanistan and all the crazy stuff that's happening. And, you know, the Taliban's coming in and doing a lot of damage and doing a lot of stuff. And then there's just a lot of chaos. And then we're having an election here in Canada soon. And so people are up in arms about that again. And then, of course, we got that little thing called COVID that just likes to linger around a little bit. And I don't know, what are we on, variant 78 now or something? I've lost count. I don't even know anymore. And so there's a lot of crazy things that's been in the news this week, and especially yesterday and the day before with that plane crash right here in town. And then there was another one in Igneous as well this week, two plane incidents. And actually, the pilot that passed away was actually a friend of my brother's. And so my brother actually works in the aviation industry, and so he knew the pilot that was here in town, a young man. And so, he was a little shooken up about that. So just being able to be encouraged and stuff like that. There's a lot of hurting people in the world. Let's put it that way. There's a lot of situations going on in the world right now, which is not good. And so that got me thinking today about a bunch of different things. And I went back to this scripture verse found in Acts chapter 12. And I'm just going to want to read you guys this story, Acts chapter 12, verses 5 to 17. And, you know, it got me thinking about this a little bit. And in the New King James Version, it says, "And then Peter was therefore kept in prison, but a constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when Herod was about to bring him out that night," "And when Herod was about to bring him out, that night Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in prison, and he struck Peter on the side and said, 'Raise up,' and raised him up, saying, 'Arise quickly.' And his chains fell off his hands. And then the angel said to him, 'Gird yourself and tie on your sandals.' And so he did. And he said to him, 'Put on your garment and follow me.' So he went out and followed him. And he did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they were past the first and the second guard post, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them on its own accord. And they went out down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. And when Peter first came, and when Peter had come to himself, he said, 'Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent an angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people.' So when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, when many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a girl named Rhoda came to answer. When she recognized Peter's voice, because of her gladness, she did not open the gate, but ran and announced, 'Peter stood before the gate.' But they said to her, 'You are beside yourself.' Yet she kept insisting that it was so. So they said, 'Is it his angel?' Now Peter continued knocking, and when they opened the door, they saw him and was astonished, but motioned to them to keep with his hand to keep silent. He declared to them how the Lord had brought him out of prison. And he said, 'Go tell these things to James and to the brethren.' And he departed and went to the other place." So this story got me thinking today, because here was our friend Peter, and he was in a pretty dark place. He was in jail. And actually, you give a little bit more context to this. He was in prison. He was actually supposed to be executed the next morning. Here's this guy. He was probably having a pretty crummy week, if you think about it. In the natural thing, you know, there was a lot of things that were coming up that looked pretty crummy. You know, basically, he was in jail, and he was getting ready, you know, the next morning, he was supposed to be executed for doing what he was doing. And so, like I said, that got me thinking, you know, there's a lot of people that are hurting. There's a lot of people going through life with some situations. Now, here's Peter. Peter had a lot of opportunity to be stressing out and to be freaking out, didn't he? But now, Scripture shows us there what he was doing. Was he up pacing his jail cell? Was he up walking around and was he trying? No, he was sleeping. You see, it gets you thinking a little bit here. Because here's Peter, the next morning, he's supposed to be executed, but what he's doing, he's having a big old snooze. Because when you have your faith in God, you don't have to be stressing out what's going to be happening tomorrow. Because God's got you. Amen? Now, you see, ladies and gentlemen, we got to remember that Peter, you know, he was a very monumental person in Scripture. He done a lot of good things. You know, he spread, he preached, he traveled, he started, he done all those things. He done a lot of stuff. He was one of the apostles. You know, he done some cool stuff. You see what happens when you're connected to Christ and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're giving God something to work with. And so therefore, if you're doing, one of my favorite passage of Scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things shall be added unto you. So if you go after the things of God in your life, well then everything else is going to follow suit. Amen? You see, we got to realize that God's got a good plan and a good purpose for us. Now, the enemy is going to try and do whatever he possibly can to make you stress out, to be all, you know, confused and be full of anxiety and fear of what's going on around you. But we even think about Peter when he was in that boat. Remember when he stepped out of the boat and walked on the water when Jesus was out there? And as soon as he took his eyes off of Jesus, what did he do? He started to do, you know, the salmon, you know? He started to sink. But see, as soon as he took his eyes off of Christ and focused on the chaos that was going on around him, he started going down. But as soon as he reached out for Jesus and Jesus saved and rescued him, Jesus grabbed onto him and he focused back on Christ, he got lifted back up out of that chaos, out of that turmoil, out of that storm. Amen? You see, that's exciting because the exact same thing applies to us, is that we might be walking through a storm, but as long as we have our eyes on Christ, come on, we're not going under. We don't have to be scared about how big the waves are. We don't have to be scared on how strong the wind is blowing. Amen? How many people in here belong to Christ? Anybody in here? You see, here's what happens when you look to Christ. He's got you. Amen? Point to yourself and say, he's got me. Isn't it good to know that he's got you? You see, worry, stress, anxiety is something that is very, very, very dangerous. It affects you mentally, it affects you spiritually, and it affects you physically as well. You know, people get really affected by stress and anxiety and fear. Now, let's be honest, because we can be honest in church. Anybody here ever suffered from anxiety or stress or fear or anything of the sort? You ever dealt with that? It's not comfortable, is it? I don't see any benefit of it. My hand is up. I'm being honest. I've dealt with those things in my life. And every now and then, the devil tries and, you know, convinces me that I need to be stressed out about something or I need to be fearful about something. He tries, but I don't have to do that. I don't have to give in. Amen? Sometimes the flesh can be a little weak and you kind of a little bit of anxiety in, you know? But see, the thing is that we got to learn how to nip that in the bud and we need to make sure that we are connected to Christ. All right, don't shut me down because I'm preaching real good. Now, here's Peter, good guy, snoozing. He's supposed to be killed the next morning. But the way I look at it with Peter, the way I see it with him, because I really enjoy this story, is that even though he knew he was supposed to be killed in the morning, he had peace, and he had the peace of God flowing through him. You know? So look at the highlights. He was all bound up. He was between two guards. And then there was a gate or a wall, and there was more guards, and there was guard posts, and then there was a big iron gate. He was well secured. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was kind of a hard guy to get to if you wanted to get to him. And so, you know, he could have been up all night stressing out about all these things. And, you know, it took the angel to come, and the angel actually had to give him a root. The angel actually had to kick him to get him up. Yeah. It's like, Peter, 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 you know, get up. What's wrong with you? You know, it's time to get out of here. We got more stuff to do. That's peace right there. You see, I want that kind of peace in my life. Because tomorrow, it might look kind of bleak, but right now, it doesn't matter because you got God. So God knows your future. God already promised you that things are going to be good. Amen. It's way too quiet in this church tonight. Amen? God's got me and you. He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the... In His hands, He's got the whole world in His hands. You know, sometimes we forget that He's got us. Sometimes we forget, you know, I got kids, and how many of you watch VeggieTales? Yeah. And you got that song there, God is Bigger Than the Boogeyman. You know? Miss Deb knows what I'm talking about. She deals with the preschools. You know? And God is Bigger Than the Boogeyman. Yeah, God is bigger than what than the boogeyman. God is bigger than all of our fears, all of our anxieties, all of our stresses, all of our trials, every situation that we may be facing. God is bigger than that. Last time I spoke, I talked about the name of Jesus and how His name was above every other name. So anything that you can name, His name is above that. So you think about stress, anxiety, fear, cancer, diabetes, you know, whatever. You can go on through heart disease, kidney failure, whatever can be named, lack, poverty, you know. Whatever you can name, whatever has a name, Jesus' name is above that. Amen. So that means everything else has to come in under Him and therefore has to bow to His authority. And the beauty of it is because God is so good that that perfect plan of redemption that He set in motion so that Jesus died on the cross for me and you, it wasn't just because it was a nice thing to do. It was because He wanted to rescue us from our sin, our sickness, our disease so that we would not have to pay the penalty of that. Amen? Let me tell you something. You've been set free, delivered, made whole. Man, you've got every spiritual blessing. Scripture tells us you got it all. It all belongs to me and you. Well, we should just go home right now and be shouting so good. You know, it's a beautiful thing to see what God has done for me and you. All right, so this stress and this fear, this anxiety that we're talking about, well, how do we deal with this? Well, first off, we need to understand that you really need to truly trust in the Lord. Amen? Trust in the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, and it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. You know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That doesn't mean just a little bit. That just means, well, you know, only on Sundays I'm going to trust in the Lord, or only things are good. That means every day. It's a lifestyle. You have to trust in the Lord every single day. From the moment you open your eyes till the time you close them, and even when you're snoring, you're trusting in the Lord. Amen? Because I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of things that the Scripture tells us that the enemy is seeking who he may devour. He's roaming around. Like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. Trying to see who he can get. Ooh, Bill's over there. I'm going to get him. No, because Bill's not stressing about him. Amen? Because he's trusting in the Lord. Now, a lot of times we want to lean to our own understanding. What does that mean? Well, we try and figure things out on our own reasoning, on our own ways. We want to do it on ourselves. Oh, I got this. I can do this all by myself. I got this. I don't need nobody to help me. You ever come across somebody like that? You know? Oh, I can handle my own stuff. I can do this myself. Okay. All right. Settle down there, bud. Let me tell you something. You're not going to be able to handle it on yourself. Because there's times when, you know, we need some backup. It's times when the loads and the heavy burdens of life is going to get to you. And it's going to really, really, really hurt. And it's going to crush. Because, like I said, there's a lot of hurting people out there. You don't believe me? Turn on Facebook. Turn on the news, you know? See what's going on in the world. There's a lot of hurting people right now. But you see, here we go. Lean not onto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him. Father God, I believe that You've got me. Your Word says that You're my protector. Your Word says that You're my stronghold and that You're my safe refuge. The Word says that You're my healer and You're my provider. So Father God, I put my trust and my faith in You. And what do? You forget about it? No, you continually thank Him for being that in your life. Amen? It's a continual occurrence. It's not once in a while you thank Him. And that becomes your confession. You have to have faith to get through life. Amen? Because fear, anxiety, stress, and all those things are just going to come and try and destroy you and try and kill you. It's going to try and take you out. But see, Scripture says that we have been promised long life. Amen? So we do not want nothing that's going to hinder that. Now, do we, Miss Grace? No, we want to have a long life. We want to have a successful life. Not a stressed out life. Not a life full of fear. Not a life that, you know, we don't know what's going to happen next. You know, we're so concerned about tomorrow, we're forgetting to live today. Come on. We need to make sure that we're connected with Christ because God's got good plans for me and you. Amen. Amen. We trust in our Heavenly Father because He cares and He protects, and He has the best for each and every one of us. When you're in fear and full of anxiety, it paralyzes your senses in a sense that you cannot fully operate properly. You know, there's times when you're so stressed out about stuff, you can't do your work right. Or you can't talk to people properly. Your mind is preoccupied because you're thinking about that scenario or that situation. You know, you can't do what you're supposed to be doing when you're constantly living in fear and stress. So you got to switch a gear in your head and start changing the way that you think. You know, it's critical that we have a very healthy relationship with the Lord. That is very critical. Second point here I want to get to. You know, for when it talks about combating fear and stress and those things, is we need to have communication with the Father. We need to talk to God. Everyone say that. Talk to God. Philippians 4:6 in the ESV version. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." See, right here in this passage of Scripture tells us we're not supposed to be worried about anything, but we are to be in constant communication with the Father. In order for you to have a relationship with somebody, is you have to have communication. You just don't randomly walk up to a person and grab them and go to a wedding chapel and get married. It just doesn't work that way, and that's kind of, I guess that's probably illegal. I don't know if you just grab someone, "Oh, I don't want to go, you're going," you know? But you build a relationship with that person. You talk to them. You get to know them. Spend quality time with them. You know? And that's how you build a relationship. Communication. Amen? Well, it's the exact same thing that we do when it comes to God. If you want to know who the Father is, you got to talk to Him. You got to be on your... You got to have some prayer time. You got to get in His Word and see what the Word of God says. You know? We need to have communication with the Father. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And when we come to the Father talking about something, it's not to be like a gimme, gimme, gimme. It's, "Father God, I thank You that You've done this for me. And I thank You that it's already been taken care of." It's not, "Oh Lord, I need this, I need this, I need this, and that, and that, and something else, and I just need..." You know? No, it's, "Father God, I thank You that what Your Word says, that I have been set free, that I can cast all my cares upon You, and that I don't have to be stressing out about stuff. I thank You." See, we thank the Lord. Amen? Why do we thank the Lord? Because it's already been done. Amen? It's already been done. You got it! Amen? It's yours. And you know, Scripture tells us here as well is that we're never alone. It says He will never leave us nor forsake us. He is 100% accessible 100% of the time. God never takes a holiday. He's never stuck at camp. You know? You can always reach God. He's always there. You know? His hotline is always open. Amen? You can always talk to the Father no matter what you're going through, no matter how you feel. He's always there. And He'll never leave us. You know, a lot of people who struggle with fear and that type of stuff, that's one thing that they really do is they don't like being alone. You know? People don't like being alone. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Today, my wife and my mother-in-law is here visiting. Hi, Judy. She's from Newfoundland. If you haven't met my mother-in-law, she's awesome. She's back there. Give her a big hand. So today, my mother-in-law and my wife took our four kids, and they ran some errands and stuff, and I was left home all by myself with the dog, and I was working on my notes for tonight and having some quiet time. With a house full of kids, it's kind of hard to find that. But you know, I'm going to tell you something. After a few hours, I was getting lonely. I'm like, I actually miss the chaos, you know? And I was like, I'm looking at the dog, and he's not saying a heck of a lot, you know? And so I'm just like, wow, you know? I miss the kids. I miss my wife, you know? I miss my mother-in-law being around talking, and you know? Wow. After a few hours, and I'm a social person. I like, you know, I came from a big family and all that stuff. And so, you know, it's one of those things. There's always a mouth going of some sort somewhere. There's always someone talking. Can anybody relate? Anybody like that? Yeah, exactly. But man, after a while, I actually picked up my phone and I called Kendra to see. I was seeing where she was, so I was kind of curious. I was like, are you soon coming home? Or, you know, it's like. And it's actually funny because Kendra will tell you this too. If I'm driving somewhere or I'm out by myself for a while, I'll actually call her, you know. And it's not because I need anything. It's because I just kind of miss her. Or, you know, I'll call someone. And that's the type of person I am, you know. But it's good to know that you are never alone because God is always with you. Amen? You know? And so I know I'm being a bit of a... Yeah, I know, big, burly Pastor Steve. Yeah, you like to be alone. What a wuss. Yeah, I am. So? But, you know, it's good to know that you got God there. Because a lot of times when it's just when I'm by myself and I'm just cruising around, I actually find myself having big conversations with God. You know? And sometimes I'll complain to Him about different things. And then I'll realize I'm complaining to Him. And then I'll say, okay, I'll shut up now. And then I'll just thank Him for being so good. Amen? But see, it's important that you talk to Him. It's very important. Here at this church, they got a prayer group that met tonight. They meet on Wednesday night and they pray. And sometimes, man, you can feel the earth shake. They're praying so hard. You know? They do stuff. It's important for us, ladies and gentlemen, to make sure we are communicating with the Father. Because when we're communicating with the Father, what are we doing? We're actually focusing on Him. We are focusing on the solution and we're not focusing on the problem. So when you're talking to God, and when you're meditating on His Word, you're replacing the negative with something that is supernaturally positive. Amen? And so then that fear and that anxiety and that stress and that loneliness, it just disappears. Because then your spirit and your head starts getting connected up here a little bit and start thinking about how good God is. And then your spirit man gets all excited because, you know what, you're communicating with God and things just starts happening. All of a sudden, you don't feel so bad anymore. Amen? You ever experienced that? It's such a good feeling when you talk to the Lord and when you spend some time with Him. You know, you can feel so down and out and you might feel like you're the worst person in the world. All right, that's fine, but you're not the worst person in the world. Amen? You belong to God. You can talk to Him. Amen? Woo-wee! That's exciting right there. Here's another thing that's exciting. Third point here for us. Is that we don't have to carry that burden of stress and anxiety. 1 Peter 5:7. I like this verse as well, New King James. It says, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for who? For you. He cares for me and you. And there we go, casting all your care upon Him. You know, there's days when I've just had to do that. Say, Lord, you know what? I'm done stressing out about this because it's done nothing but give me a stomachache. You know? I'm done. I'm not thinking about this no more. Lord, you just deal with it. I am done with this. And you know, it's funny because when you start doing that, it feels like there's a load lifted off your shoulders. When you've realized, I don't have to be stressing out about this. God's going to figure this out for me. Amen? When you cast your burdens to the Lord. When you trust in Him. Now, I'm going to talk to the young ones here for a second. You young guys that are in here. Now, that applies to everybody, whoever's in here. If you're under the age of 99. Okay? But listen. Some of you are going into college, university, finishing off high school, all those things. And that can be a big, scary world. And I'm going to tell you, high school, college, university can be very stressful on times. You're going to have different people you're going to deal with. You're going to deal with different profs, and you're going to have different assignments and different, you know, schedules to work on. And finances, it seems like, you know, college students usually struggle a little bit with money and all those fun things, you know. Well, let me tell you something. When you got God with you, you cast all your cares upon Him, it will be like the best time of your life. Because God's going to walk with you. God's going to help you. You're going to do great in school. You're going to do great in life because God is with you. Because you cast all your cares. I've had this conversation many times with people come to me like, Pastor Steve, I got so many papers to do in school and I got all this and I don't even know. First thing I'll say to them is take a deep breath. Okay, now exhale. All right. That is what you're going to do. Have you talked to God lately? No, I don't have time for it. Well, that's your problem. You got to make time for that. You talk to the Lord, you know, put those things first, trust in Him, and then you'll see how all your assignments will start falling into place and all your time scheduling. Now, you people that are now a little bit older, a little bit more mature, we'll say, our older young adults, and you know, you've got your careers and you got your life, or you might even be into retirement. You're our older young adults, okay? But there's still times in your lives when your schedule and the things that you're dealing with is going to get a little hectic and a little crazy. And there's going to be times when you're going to deal with stresses and strains. Well, what do? You continue to trust in the Lord, no matter what. Amen? You cast your cares upon Him, because let me tell you something. Some of you grandparents and parents in here, you got kids that they're working on their testimony right now. But you trust in the Lord anyhow. Doesn't matter what the natural looks like. It doesn't matter what the devil is saying about them. But you cast your cares on the Lord. You trust in the Lord. Because He's got you. He's going to get them out. He's going to help you. He's going to do what He can. Amen? Because He's an awesome God. Over 2,000 years ago, God sent Jesus to die on that cross so we wouldn't have to carry those burdens. Amen? Here's another one for us. We have to guard ourselves in our thought life. This is where a lot of people struggle, is in the battlefield of the mind, okay? There's a good book out about that. But the battlefield of the mind, your mind can get you, your brain in there, this thing that occupies between your ears, that 6 inches of space, that's between your ears, that can cause you a lot of grief. It can really do you a lot of damage if you don't have that thing under control. Turn over in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians. This good? You guys getting anything out of this tonight? Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21 to 24. And it says, but test everything that is said, and hold on to what is good. Stay away from every kind of evil. Now may the God of peace make you holy in every way, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless until the Lord Jesus Christ comes again. God will make this happen, for He who calls you is faithful. So let's just go back up 21. It says, but test everything that is said, hold on to what is good. You see, we have to guard ourselves from the information that we are being bombarded with every day. Because I can find myself listening to certain news outlets or whatever, and I start getting angry. Anybody else get angry listening to the news? You know, is it just me? It affects me in a way. It's like, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe so-and-so is doing this, you know? politics can be a very hot topic on times, you know? And so you have to navigate through that very gently. Amen? And so, you know, it's something that you have to be delicate with. And if you can let that consume your life and that's all you think about, well, I can't believe this leader said this and this leader done that. And I can't believe that this is going on in the world. And look how this country is doing this. And look what that president has done down here. And look what the prime minister is doing here. And look at what that MP is doing. And this statesman and all this stuff. And you're just so mad at this. Like, why are they making such silly, you know, decisions? Why, how can they be so dumb? Am I the only one that does that? Or is there anyone else in here that... Yeah, I see hands and I see people nodding. I see the little finger poking up. Yeah, come on now. You know what I'm talking about. But you see, you have to guard your thought life when it comes to thinking about these things. But test everything that is said and hold on to what is good. Well, 99.999% of the stuff that you hear from news media on anywhere is probably trash anyhow. Okay? You know, the only thing that's true and holy and that's proper is the Word of God. Amen? That's the only truth that's real. That's the truth right there. Amen? And so therefore... You know, we need to make sure that we're focusing on those things that are good and pure. Verse 22, it says, stay away from every kind of evil. You know? Well, we live on an earth with a curse. There's a lot of evil, you know? But see, what this is telling us is that we need to be careful, and we need to be paying attention to where we are placing ourselves and what we are allowing to come into our lives. I'm telling you, we got to protect our minds. Because if you're putting garbage in constantly, what's going to come out of you? Yeah, exactly. I like this here, 23. Now may the God of peace make you holy in every way, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless until the Lord Jesus Christ comes again. Well, you know, that means that we have to do something. That doesn't mean that we just sit down and, okay, Lord, make me, you know, spotless, you know, guard me from everything. You know, I'll just sit here and do nothing. No. It's that you actually have to do something. You have to go out of your way to stay out of the way of those things. You actually have to, you know, have the mental capacity to think, you know what, that is not right. I should not be sitting here listening to this. I should not be here talking about these things. I should not be here partaking in these things. I should not be doing those things. I should not be saying those things. I need to have the mind of Christ. Because if I allow that trash in my life, well, I'm going to wreck what God's got planned for me. I'm going to derail the plans of God for my life because I'm sabotaging myself. Amen? So I need to make sure that I'm guarding my mind. I make sure that my thought life is good. Philippians 4:8 in the Amplified. It says, finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and good repute, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things. Center your mind on them and implant them in your heart. Amen? That's a good passage of scripture right there. That's telling you, look on the good things, positivity. Don't look towards the negative. Don't look towards what's falling apart and how horrible everything is. Look to the King of Kings. Amen? Look to our Savior. Look to the good things that's happening around you. If you can't find nothing, do something good then. You be the change. You got to do something about it. Amen? If there is anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh it and take your account of these things. Fix your mind on them. When it says there, fix your mind on them, that means, the word fix means to solidly place. Are you listening to me? So you put your mind in a solid place on things of positive, of things of good. Sometimes we're going to have to watch the things that we're watching. Sometimes we're going to have to be careful to the things we're listening to. We're going to have to watch the conversations we're having with people. You know, I'm preaching to myself here tonight because we all find ourselves doing things and saying things and, you know, taking part in things that we probably, it's a little questionable. Well, fear, worry, anxiety can all come in our lives if we allow it to. And most time, we don't even know that we're allowing these things to come in and destroy us. We have to be careful what we are opening ourselves up to. We have to, we have to make sure that we're into the scriptures, because scripture is very clear of telling us to stay away from evil things. It's important to become aware of what is going on in your life. We need to know what's going on in our lives. Another scripture verse tells us, what you hide on your heart, you'll find on your tongue. So the things that you're putting in is what's going to be coming out. And here's our last one we need to look at tonight before we close. Number five here, the way that we combat fear, anxiety, and stress, and to deal with these cares, is we walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we live by believing and not by seeing. Because if we live by everything that we've seen, it would be a scary world. Amen? If you just followed everything and you've seen everything else falling apart around us, and be like, man, this is scary. But I am thankful that we're on a faith journey with Christ, that He is leading us, He is guiding us, He is directing us. He is going to bring us through those storms. You know what? Like Peter, when he was in prison, what did he do? He walked right out of there. The chains fell off, and he walked out. He was destined to die the next morning. But God came in and changed his situation. Poor Peter was going to drown in the water because he took his eyes off of Christ. But guess what? Christ reached down and grabbed him and saved him. That was another but God moment. Amen? Our lives will be changed around. We don't have the focus on those negative things because but God. Amen? God changed your situation, ladies and gentlemen. God is our healer. He's our provider. He's the one that we cast all of our burdens on. We don't have to be stressing about those things anymore. We can be freedom. We can live in freedom from stress, fear, and anxiety tonight. Amen. I invite you to stand on your feet. It is easy to be dominated by our senses. It's so easy to be dominated by the things of this world crashing in on us. But you know what? We've been given the ability to focus on God. We've been given the ability to look at Him, focus on Him, and follow His call. Amen? So, with every head bowed, every eye closed, if you're in this place and you've been dealing with anxiety, fear, stress, anything of the sort, tonight's a good night to kind of make a change in your thinking. If you've been dealing with those things, you know, that really bugging you, you've been really worried about things. If that's you, tonight's a great night to cast your cares into the Lord, to walk by faith, to brush up on that relationship with Him, to communicate with Him. So if that's you, you're in this place, and you've dealt with those things and dealing with them, stretch your hands towards heaven right now where you are in your seat. And just talk with God. Be honest with Him. Tell Him the things that, okay, this is what I'm dealing with. But Father God, I thank You that You've got me. Thank You, Lord, that I don't have to be stressed out anymore. Thank You, Lord, that You are my safe refuge. That You're my protector. That I love You so, so much. And that You love me so, so much. And that You will never leave me or You'll forsake me. Come on, it doesn't matter what the news media is saying. It doesn't matter what the bank is saying. It only matters what the Word of God says. Amen? Come on, let's just thank Him for being so good in our lives. Father, we just thank You. We just thank You. We just cast all of our cares upon You tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank You, Jesus, for blessing us. Thank You, Father, for caring for us. Thank You, Father, for just protecting and just being such a good Father. That we don't have to worry about tomorrow. The Father, we just get to live the life that You got for us. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship You in this place. Hallelujah, Lord. You're so good. You're so good. Praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. Yes. Woo. Victory. Hallelujah. You see, the devil's going to try and take your joy, going to try and keep you down, But the Lord comes, you can have a life and have a life abundant, full of victory, full of joy, full of every spiritual blessing, Scripture tells us. Come on. Any joy of the Lord in this place tonight? Ha ha ha! Ha ha ha! Hallelujah! Oh Lord, you're so good. You are so, so good. Amen. Amen. Well, how y'all feeling? You don't have to be stressing out. 1,000 pounds lighter. Man, we just focus on God. God's got me and you. Amen? Amen. There's one more thing to do before we close. Every head bowed, every eye closed again. Don't like to close the service without doing this. And if you're watching online as well, if you're in this place and you need to make things right with God, you've drifted away from Him, and you want to get back on track, you've never made Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, well, this is your opportunity to do that. If that's you, you need to have Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior in your life, you need to rededicate your life, whatever it is, I want you to slip up your hand real quick, if that's you. If not, that's good. If you're good, that's, if we're all good, amen. If you're watching online and you need Jesus, you were going to pray a prayer and then let us know. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to pray a general prayer, or I'm going to pray a prayer you repeat after me. We're going to make sure that we're all good with Christ tonight. Amen? Say, Father, tonight I choose you. I follow you tonight. I cast my cares to you. I commit myself to you. I accept you, Lord, as my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for loving me, for sending Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. I choose you tonight. I love you, Lord, and I choose to walk in victory. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you're watching online or even here, but some of the staff here know, we got some materials we want to make sure that you have. But we love and appreciate each and every one of you for watching and for being here tonight. Isn't the Lord good? The Lord is good, amen. Let's just give one more shout of praise to God tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.